This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And we're back, Geek Squawks. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with Culture Pop's Matt Armitage. Now, a few weeks ago, or maybe a month ago, you probably came across the concept video of, you know, China had this plan to ease congestion by building like this train and bus hybrid that can travel over the cars and over traffic as well. And many of us, well, me and you as well, Matt, you know, we thought, this is just one of those concepts. It'll take a few years, you know, for it to work. However,
exactly, it was like one of those things that you couldn't imagine.
Yeah, it looked completely absurd, but you know, it's something
weird.
To future.
It's like a pedestrian flyover that actually follows the traffic. It's just really, really strange. But yeah,
it's real.
As you're going to say, it's real.
It's real. It's actually real. And I was so surprised to see the video when you posted it on your Facebook, man. I'm like, no way, this cannot be it. And they actually did it. Like they reported that it's called the Transit Elevated Bus, so TEB for short. Which again, it doesn't have like a very catchy acronym, TEB or you know TEB. And it's actually a real thing. It had its first road test, and the whole thing just basically looks odd. It looks really weird. It's powered by electricity, and it's about 72 feet long. It's 25 feet wide, so it kind of basically covers all three lanes.
Well, it's basically a tunnel that moves.
It's a moving tunnel.
Yeah. I've got to thank my friend in Australia, Kevin Pereira, for showing me that this thing was actually real, because you know, like you said, I posted up the video of the concept video a few months ago, but this thing is just absolutely mind-boggling, and it's one of those things that, you know, we keep coming back to this, that China is this kind of big black hole of
bonkers
technological innovation. There's so much stuff going on that we don't hear about. I mean, one thing I saw on Facebook again yesterday was, in China, they've now developed a pocket saxophone. You know, so you've got this, on the one hand, you've got this amazing bridge public transport system, and on the other hand, the awful horror of having a saxophone that fits in your pocket. But all of these things are coming out of the same country. I don't know what's going on.
It's weird. But so this thing, this transit elevated bus, it can heat to speeds up to like 40 miles per hour, which is really fast for a public transport as well.
Well, not just fast for public transport, it's really fast for a tunnel.
For a moving tunnel. Any tunnel that moves is fast.
Yes.
And weirdly enough, countries like Brazil, France, India, and Indonesia, they are sort of, you know, already reaching out for potentially licensing their own versions of this TEB.
When you think about it, it's really, really clever.
When you
have a look at the LRT and the MRT in Malaysia, a lot of it follows roads, because, you know, the structure's already there, the thoroughfares are already there. So it actually makes sense to put these transport systems on your existing roads. So if you have the ability to put this thing that straddles a road, you have nice, wide, modern boulevards and roads, it's a really easy system to use. And it means you don't have to dig up a lot of existing infrastructure and replace it. It's something that you can develop alongside your current infrastructure without disrupting it too much.
Yeah. It is clever, but you know, I think it's still, there's a lot of dangers that, you know, we really need to consider, especially in China. And the only way that they're stopping pedestrians from like crossing the road is just like they have like a small barricade, which is only like knee length for me. And it's a bit scary to know that, you know, a big tunnel might come and hit you.
Well, I was going to say, a big tunnel hits you at 40 miles an hour. It doesn't matter if there's a little gate or barrier at the front, it's going to do you a lot of harm.
Anyways, it's time for
Weekly Tech Talk Updates, brought to you by General Electric.
So the search for alternative energy sources have been ongoing for decades now. And the answer could actually lie with one of the first few innovations in alternative energy and way above clouds in the sky. I'm talking about solar power. However, for all the cost and efficiency improvements in the solar panels technology, it has one massive flaw. It is totally dependent on the weather. But that's all about to change, hopefully, as a solar researcher from France is proposing a floating solar balloon that will stay above the clouds and could potentially generate 3 times as much power per foot. His design would also be able to store energy as well as generate power. The balloon will capture solar energy and sends it to a fuel cell, which would convert the current into hydrogen, and then it will keep the balloon afloat. At night, the cells would recover that hydrogen and convert it back into a charge, feeding it to the ground. Researchers at CNRS in France are currently working on the idea with a Japanese group, and they hope to have a prototype ready within 2 years. If you've seen images of this solar balloon, it's absolutely sci-fi.
This weekly update was brought to you by General Electric.
And Matt, now it's time for your King of the Crowd.
Yes, I'm going with music again this week. I do promise I will do something non-music related next week. But this thing popped up in my feed this week. It's called Zungle, and it's actually a pair of sunglasses that are actually Bluetooth speakers. Now, this
Would you need a Bluetooth speaker sunglasses?
No, I mean, if you think about it, a lot of people, you know, they're out and about when they're cycling or they're walking or whatever, they're listening to their music on their headphones. So we've had things from Oakley and Motorola in the past where you've had an MP3 player embedded in a pair of sunglasses, but they've been very kind of bulky and heavy, and you still have to put an earpiece in. These things are actually using bone-conducting technology. So you just put them on like normal headphones, and a tiny little speaker is built into the back of each arm, and it sits above your ear, on the bone above your ear, and it actually just transmits the sound directly into your skull. So you've got nothing in your ear, you've got nothing that's blocking the ambient noise, and at the same time, nobody around you can hear what's coming out of the sunglasses. You can also use them to make and answer calls, because like I said, they've got Bluetooth functionality. And in a really nice, clever little move, they've developed them in collaboration with Oakley. So you can interchange all the lenses. They are compatible with Oakley frogskin lenses, and I think that means it will also be quite easy for people who need prescription sunglasses to also use these things. So, yeah, so go and have a look on Indiegogo, the Zungle Panther. They're currently retailing. You can get them at the discount rate of $120, which is actually not too bad for some pretty cool-looking Wayfarer-style sunglasses with this technology embedded in them. Shipping is estimated to start around February next year, so, you know, you will have to pay now and wait for 6 months or so. But yeah, I think this is really cool, which again is my way of saying I'm going to be ordering them.
Which is definitely a bonus for me, because I managed to get you to talk about Bluetooth technology.
Oh, yes. I know, I've been doing that too much recently.
He's finally a fan of Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Anyways, GeekTunes, this is a Block Party with the good news taken from their recent album. This has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.